Morning. My name is José Cabero, and I work for the CSIC, and all my colleagues, they work also for the CSIC. This is a Spanish institution of research. I'm going to present the following talk: photosynthesis of maize and alfalfa during daytime sprinkler irrigation. In this photo, you can see this is a solid set sprinkler irrigation system for irrigated alfalfa. Some water is lost during a sprinkler irrigation event due to wind drift and evaporation. This is what we call wind drift and evaporation losses. That occurs as water travels from the sprinkler nozzles to the crop and to evaporation that occurs for water intercepted by stems and leaves after the irrigation event. Usually, nighttime sprinkler irrigation results in lower wind drift and evaporation losses, around 8%. But when we irrigate during the day, these losses are much higher. It will be around 20%. Due to these losses, daytime sprinkler irrigation modifies the microclimatic conditions within the crop canopy, which could result in improved crop growth. So in a previous work, we have studied which are the microclimatic changes that we have during the sprinkler irrigation. So in this graph, this is the period of irrigation. So you can see that the air temperature is down by 3 to 4 degrees during the sprinkler irrigation. The air BPD is down 1 to 1.2 kilopascals. So we have some changes in the physiology of the crop. For example, canopy temperature is reduced between 4 to 6 degrees. Okay, this has been done in several experiments. Transpiration is reduced by 58%. This was measured with subflow technology. And leaf water potential is increased, okay? Sharply increased. So we think that the decrease in transpiration is beneficial because the crop will require more water to be irrigated, okay? The increase in leaf water potential should be good because it indicates a better water status of the crop. But there is a decrease in canopy temperature. Anyway, after all these changes, the relevant point is what's going on with photosynthesis, okay? So during the sprinkler irrigation, there is an increase, there is a decrease, there is no change in photosynthesis of the crop. So the objective of this work was to quantify how photosynthesis is affected by daytime sprinkler irrigation in two field crops, maize and alfalfa, that are the main crops grown in our area. So we did two experiments, one for maize and another for alfalfa. The maize was a normal cultivar that was sown in April, a normal plant density. The alfalfa was the cultivar Agon. It was in its second year. So the crop water requirements were calculated weekly by the crop coefficients and the ETC of Pema-Monteith equation. And the irrigation applied was taken into account the precipitation, and we added also the losses, okay? So we have measured the net photosynthesis starting 1 hour before the irrigation, the sprinkler irrigation starts, and until 2 hours after the irrigation finished. And we have measured it in two plots, one that was irrigated and the other that was not irrigated. We have made this with a canopy chambers that covers an area of 0.75 meters by 1 meter, and the height was different for each crop, obviously. This canopy chamber was normally open, and it closes every 15 minutes during 50 seconds. This is the time where we have measured the gas exchange. And we have measured the content of CO2 concentration, or CO2 in the air. with an IRGA. We have two canopy chamber IRGA units. We have also measured the temperature inside and outside the canopy chamber, and we have made 5 measurements days for each crop. In maize, it was done after tassel emergence in July, August, and in alfalfa in September, October. Here you can see the two canopy chambers for maize. We have also some meteorological weather stations to control other parameters. And this is one of the canopy chambers in the alfalfa irrigated plot. So here you can see that the canopy chamber is normally open and it closes only for 50 seconds every 15 minutes. So these are our results. This is for maize, one of the days for May, 30 of July. So we have here in black symbols the solar, the photosynthetically active radiation. We have in blue the not irrigated plot, the photosynthesis of the not irrigated plot, and in green the photosynthesis for the irrigated plot. What we have seen is that during the irrigation there is a decrease. There is a decrease in photosynthesis. Okay? And when the sprinkler irrigation finishes, the values come to be similar. Okay? This is for the alfalfa crop. This day the radiation was more variable. Anyway, we have found that during the irrigation, the irrigated plot has slight increase in photosynthesis. Okay, so we have here a different behavior. So we have taken all these 5 days data, we have computed the means for each period, we have considered those periods before irrigation, during irrigation, 1 hour after irrigation, and 2 hours after irrigation. We have compared, we have made a pair t-test, okay, of the two canopy chambers. So before irrigation, we don't have differences as it should be, okay, for maize. But during the irrigation, we have a significant 23% decrease in photosynthesis. In the following hour, we have a 20% significant decrease. Okay, and we didn't find any significant difference 2 hours after the irrigation event. Those irrigation events lasted between 3 and 6 hours. Okay, that's the normal. What about alfalfa? For alfalfa, we did not find any significant difference. Okay, even though we have slight increase in photosynthesis during sprinkler irrigation. So we were asking why this was, okay, because we have a better leaf water status during the sprinkler irrigation, but we got less photosynthesis. So there is some interesting work by Dr. Brewer and Dr. Smith from University of Wyoming, where they have found in controlled environments differences between species. And these differences are due to the wettability of the leaves. So we have measured the wettability of the leaf, and we have found that for the maize, this is measured with the contact angle. We measured the contact angle of water drops. So for the adaxial surface, this is the value we have found is 68, for the abaxial is 52, okay? So this is a wettable leaf. But however, for alfalfa, the contact angle is much higher, which means that this is not a non-wettable leaf. When you get a wettable leaf, what you have is that the water forms a film of water over the leaf. And this precludes the interchange of CO2. But this doesn't happen in the alfalfa. You can see, for example, a drop. The drops didn't cover, okay, the leaves. So our conclusions are this. The rate of photosynthesis of maize was significantly reduced by 23% during the spring irrigation event and by 20% during the following first hour. The rate of photosynthesis of alfalfa was slightly increased, but not significantly, during the spring irrigation event and during the following first hour. The reduction of maize photosynthetic rate during spring irrigation was related with the high wettability of the leaves that reduced the CO2 uptake. The low wettability of leaves, of alfalfa leaves, precluded any reduction of CO2 uptake due to sprinkler irrigation. So we have collected this year more data, but at this time we should say that daytime sprinkler irrigation of maize should be avoided. That's it. Yes.
You present the decrease of inside the temperature inside the canopy than 5 degrees.
Yes.
And maize is a C4 plant.
Yes.
Do you think it is possible to decrease the activity of PVC carboxylation process inside the leaf? And this is related because PVC is too.
Well, I think that here there are mixed factors. One is the temperature effect, okay? But I can show you, okay, let's take a look for this day, okay? This is for one day. So you have those are the values for the irrigated crop. You have temperature and you have photosynthesis. And you have the same for the not irrigated, but you didn't found this for alfalfa. I mean, probably there is the question of the water over the leaf is not the only reason, but I think it's one of the reasons, because the changes in canopy temperature were similar for both crops. But I think this is part of the reason. Yes.
Could you unravel this dilemma with irrigating through non-sprinkler means and supplying the water through drip irrigation?
Yes.
Would that help sort this out?
Well,
if you irrigate through drip and non-sprinkler,
yeah,
and work out if the temperature drops because of transpiration rather, yeah, than evaporation.
Yeah.
Well,
the question is that we are interested to know what's going on when you have sprinkler irrigation. You can change. Actually, in Spain, we have moved from surface irrigation to sprinkler irrigation. Okay. The question is that we were interested in what's going on with the crop, because there are these microclimatic changes. What's going on with the crop during this period that you can, for example, the time period of irrigation in a week could be between 12 and 14 hours for each part of the field. This is what we have in Spain, the needs, more or less. But what's going on with this? And for us, at least at this moment, the lesson is if you must irrigate during the day, please irrigate the alfalfa crop, if you can choose. Okay, so you can irrigate the maize crop during the night. Moreover, we have other experiments, some of them are published, where we have found that irrigating maize during night, you get 10% more yield.
You could just shade, I guess. You can shade the area where you're measuring. So you have the environment, but you don't have the water wetting the leaves.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.